Another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia.
I'm Nina.
And today, if you're seeing that our location looks a bit different, it is because this is the new NOC office. Don't worry, the old one is still there, but this is like the second office. And it's quite cool because it is a shop house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, what's the ASMR style of the day?
Remember the last time I say that we are going to be like ASMR artists and like do it our way? So this morning I was doing my research. This time I decided not to do mouth sounds because I agree it's rather gross.
Yes.
So there's this thing called relaxing hand sounds. I don't know how they do it. Okay. I'm just going to try this. My first time doing it. Okay.
How is this supposed to be relaxing?
I don't know.
Do you feel relaxed?
Quiet. Like, okay, they do it like this. Welcome to TTS. Okay, that's it.
Okay, can, yeah, okay, very good. So, we got the ASL song of the day ready. As you can tell, right, today we are wearing red lah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Because we are in the festive mood. Because Chinese New Year is coming soon, right?
Yes.
And I know that it's your favorite day, period, of the year.
Yes. Yeah. I absolutely love Chinese New
Year. Why? Tell me.
I don't know why, but okay, the question I have to ask a lot of you guys who are watching, okay, I think we have a great mix of Singaporean and Malaysian audience, right? So I just want to ask you guys, I don't know why, but the Singaporeans don't quite as enjoy their Chinese New Year as Malaysians. If you ask a Malaysian, usually they're okay, well, like we're already quite happy over this season, but you always ask me, why are you so happy? Like, am I not supposed to be happy during this season? Isn't this like the season where you gather with your family and then you do fun stuff and you cook together and you play a lot of mahjong and games and eat bak kwa and then play some gambling late into the night? So many things to do. Isn't it exciting? And then the music is so good.
Wow, that's one thing that I really cannot. Like with the music, like everywhere you walk.
I love it. Don't you feel very festive and happy?
No. It just brings me some pressure when it comes to Chinese New Year. I think for me personally, right? Like when it comes to Chinese New Year, I face a lot of pressure. Like, you know, it's like 1 year once, you meet the parents session, but you meet the whole family session.
Right.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's time to show your report card.
Okay, wait. Before Nina continues, okay, just type down in the comments below, okay? Do you enjoy Chinese New Year or do you feel like it's a report card thing?
I mean, like, this is just personally, that is how I feel when it comes to Chinese New Year. And that is why when you ask me, am I happy about Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
No. When I hear like all these Chinese New Year music, it kind of stresses me up.
Really?
Yes, correct. And that's why whenever, right, you are so happy when it comes to Chinese New Year and you are always dancing to the Chinese New Year songs when we walk into shops and all that, right, I get a bit annoyed. Yeah.
Why? But I don't know, I feel like perhaps it is the culture when you grow up, right? Perhaps if you grow up in a family where it is less report card and more just really catching up, meeting each other and like cooking.
Yeah,
I think food really, really helps build a great community.
That is very true because only at that time of the year, right, we get to enjoy everybody's cooking at once, like having a dinner together. But then, hey, this year is going to be a bit more different.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Because I think we're seeing on the news, right, now they are limiting visitors to 8 only and 2 households only, right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about this news? Because I think when we poll you guys about how you guys feel, right, I'm surprised. But actually, a lot of Singaporeans are upset. Y'all don't like Chinese New Year, but then y'all are upset about this. Like, what's the deal?
I think Singaporeans are happy to visit their friends, but not really the family. Oh, you get what I mean?
Yeah. So now there's 2 households, then you're obligated to visit your family for one. Then the other one, you're like, shit, I only got 1 more left.
Yes.
But I need to go meet my friends.
Correct.
But I also got ta-guma. Fuck ta-guma.
Exactly. Exactly the point. Or you can just ditch everything and just be with your friends. Right? Because of the restrictions that we are given.
So the conflict is family or friends for you. My gosh, you're such a horrible person. But I get it now. Yeah, 2 households only.
Yeah.
And I know for Chinese New Year, it's a... You know, it is a household hot kind of vibe, right? Yes. You start the day at Da Gu Ma house, yes, and then you have that meal.
Yeah.
And then like lunch, you go to Apo's house, yes, and you have that meal. And correct, then, you know, in the evening, you head to a cousin's house, yes, to just slack and play some games.
Correct. Yeah.
And then you go to another person's house for dinner. And yeah, then at night, you house hop another three friends, depending they want to play blackjack or ban la.
Yes. Correct. You choose your gambling then, basically.
Yeah, basically, it's a whole program, yes, around the clock, right? Then correct, you are left with two, so you have to choose wisely. Okay, yeah, so speaking about choosing wisely,
what
are you going to choose this year?
Honestly, this year alone, right, I don't intend to go to my family's Chinese New Year.
Wow, that was fast!
Because you know why?
Because I'm no longer there.
Yes, exactly. And who's going to answer to the questions? Me, so... All the more, I don't want to go this year. So I already told up front already, like this year, I'm not going to Chinese New Year before all these things happen, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But backtracking to 1 year ago, which was the first time, right, I actually celebrated Chinese New Year overseas, and it was at your house.
Correct,
and I can understand why, in your perspective, right, you enjoy Chinese New Year so much.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe you want to share with them what it's like for your Chinese New Year.
So we usually hang out with the relatives at the Malacca side. But for Nina, when she came, we decided to do a young people explore Malacca kind of vibe.
Yes.
Okay. So we drove over, and then we went to my relatives' motel. Which is very funny because for Nina, she has never been to a motel. You see her face?
You and know, when we arrived, right, I was in shock. It's just, I have no idea how to describe. We don't see this in Singapore, you know.
Correct. And then I think as a typical Singaporean, right, you are like, oh, you know what hotel are we going to stay? Yes. And the problem is, got a lot of hotel. But no, I'm going to my family's motel because that is the vibe.
And that is what I like about it. You know, like how hospitable this country is, you know. Like, yeah, this hotel might not be good enough, but you support your relative. You go to, you not only go, you bring your friend go also.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And it was fun because I think my relative recently like refurbished the hotel a little bit.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
right.
So it looks a bit different. And then we do our room tour.
Wait, I got a question. When we went there, right, was it refurbished already or not?
Yes.
Oh shit. I thought you meant like they just currently refurbished. Oh no, okay.
Yeah, so I think for the first time Nina went to a motel and she was quite shocked. At like the level of, I don't know, like,
wretchedness.
Yeah, wretchedness that we Malaysians are accustomed to.
Yeah.
But it was so normal because like my brother would like just happily went into
correct. I know, they just dish us.
Yeah, so that was really, really fun. And I think you got your first taste of, you know, how it feels like to live in a kampong life.
Yes. And one thing that my takeaway from that Chinese New Year, in fact, right, was back to hospitality, which is when I went to your place, right, your mom was so welcoming. Like, she never stopped feeding me for the 2 days that I was there. Yeah, and I don't feel any pressure at all of, like, you know, she don't ask me, like, hey, how's work? You know, how have you been? You got boyfriend or not? No, she's more like, you know, you must eat. You know, want to go and walk at the neighbor's house outside and pluck some plants. You know, that's the kind of activity that I did with your mom.
And I still remember Nina was just sitting. Okay, so I live in a terrace house, right? Yeah. Old terrace house, right?
Yeah.
And then I think this one time, my neighbor walked in, and then Nina was like, "Super, you're renting this, Super, somebody like a man just walked into your house." And she was so shocked because like it's clearly not my brother's, nor is it my dad, right?
Yeah.
It's just a random guy, and he's like, he just like very nonchalantly walked into my house when like my brothers are not around.
Yeah.
So it turns out that it's actually my neighbor and my friend, and that is the vibe, right? Which I thought you were quite shocked.
I was very, because in Singapore, if someone walked into my house, you know, I will call the police.
But there is.
But then it's like everybody's like, "Hey!" I'm like, "Oh my god, what's happening?"
Correct. Harry,
who's
like,
this,
who's this man? Right? Like this house, a lot of men walking in and out.
Correct.
Right? Just come in, auntie, take something, go out. That is something that I truly miss. You know the vibe that you can just open your door and then you're not. You're just like, oh, that's my neighbor.
Which is something that I'm quite sad about this year because I was actually looking forward to go back with you for Chinese New Year as well. So, like, how do you feel about it? I know it's not, like, a very ideal situation.
I think for a lot of Malaysians, right? Like, my brother, he worked with a lot of Malaysians. He feels like a lot of them are not going to take their leave to go back because it's just too much of a hassle. Even in NOC, only one of us is going back, Casey.
Yeah.
And she is taking a one-month leave. Eh, because... And the funny thing is, she's going to be in quarantine more than
visiting.
The time spent with her family. But I guess she's in Penang, so she like really has a long way to go, so she can do that. But I think for us, a lot of us are just going to stay here.
Yeah.
And the fun fact is, my brothers are both staying here, so
Which is great.
The more fun fact is also, right, you know, those boys, they were walking in and out of my house.
Yeah.
Do you know that they all actually, a lot of them work in Singapore, and somehow we are all stuck in Singapore together.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yes. So this new shop house is going to be the new program.
Right.
This Chinese New Year, right?
You'll see random men walking in and out of your house.
Yeah, so I'll be household one.
Right.
Yeah, and then I have to like take ballots. Like 2E to 2SUN, 因为我很 pops, yeah. Like I am the house for stray Malaysian boys.
Right.
Someone replied on our IG, right?
Yeah.
Saying that he's kind of alone in Singapore.
Yeah.
His friends are not here. Okay, so he's going to be alone. So just for you, bro, you can drop me a DM. You can take a ballot. I'll have a lot of food prepared. And you might be able to join this household.
Oh, that's so welcoming of you.
Just for Chinese New Year, yeah. I'm okay with this program. And I just feel like a lot of us really, really kind of like miss that Malaysian vibe,
yeah,
because all of us have been in Singapore, right? And a lot of them never even really stayed in Singapore for so long before.
Exactly.
Right? It's a culture shock year, right?
You know what's the worst part? Mm. When they were in Singapore, right, they didn't knew that the very last time they saw their family was that last time.
Correct.
And it lasted throughout this entire period of time already. So,
yeah.
You know, like Chinese New Year mean a lot to a lot of people who are very family oriented, right?
Right?
So I guess it must be quite sad, you know, to break that tradition of not being able to celebrate, not by choice actually.
Yeah. And the fun fact is, the last time I saw my mom was the last time you saw my mom.
Oh my god, yes! Oh no!
Right, and it's quite funny also, because if you really think about it, okay, sure, we are upset, but we can still, because we are working adults, right?
Yeah.
And we're in Singapore where it is still a safe place.
Yeah.
Right? There are still things that we can do. I think for my parents in Malaysia, it is lockdown again.
Yeah.
Right, and my mom says it's actually quite scary because like thousands and thousands of cases. And then one more thing is also like you will definitely know a friend's friend,
yeah,
that kind who got it.
Yeah.
So it is, how do I say it? It feels like the virus is really close to them already. You know, that kind of vibe. So it's funny also coming to me, right? Because it seems like she and my dad and Casper, our nephew, right, is gonna be there.
Yeah.
And then the Chinese New Year is gonna be any other day.
Do you remember this part where we mentioned in one of our conversation whereby on the first day of Chinese New Year, your mom is gonna pass Casper an ang pao.
Correct.
And then she will be like, okay. And he's gonna happily take it.
Ah, ah, give ang pao.
And then
after that, ama bang ni so.
Ama take the ang pao.
Imagine, I mean, that is the vibe that's going to be happening. And to be very honest, I told my parents, I know it really sucks. And I've been sending, you know, food over and stuff like that.
Yes.
But it is just too unsafe to, you know, even visit your relatives and things like that.
On the brighter side of things, right, it's like with technology now, and I know that your mom and dad are quite tech savvy in a way. Do you think, like, you would Zoom them over Chinese New Year?
I thought Casper, like, I don't know, he's quite used to it already because Sikin always Zoom him, right?
Yeah.
So I'm quite shocked at how he has, you know, acclimatized to this program.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is very weird, but I think for a kid, right? Because from young, he's so used to his daddy Zooming him, he feels quite happy and he's all right.
But actually, it's really not that bad if, like, you know, you have to make do with the situation.
It's like you don't really have a choice, to be honest.
Correct.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do for 2C is actually probably, I don't know, can you imagine? It's going to be like mukbang.
You're going to mukbang with your parents.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's going to be like me, Sikin, Sichen, and then a couple of strays, and then my parents, and guess what? Then we're going to mukbang.
Right.
Oh my god, maybe we will ask our friends to mukbang their parents also. Then it will be a table.
Wow, it will be a communal.
Wow, then it will be a damn big group, like my parents, your parents. Then we sit, and then we just eat.
You see, that's a silver lining to things. As much as this is a sad situation, like, I can tell that you're actually quite positive about it.
To be very honest, I'm positive only because, to be very honest, we are in Singapore.
Yeah.
And it is still safe. And that is why I'm not taking, like, you know, things for granted. No, I'm not even upset that it is like 8x2. I feel like it's quite a lot already, to be very honest.
Right.
And I think a lot of users also agree that they agree these rules, these tighter rules, are needed and necessary.
Yeah.
Right. And it is like something that we need to do to make sure that we can still visit each other and not enter lockdown.
But did you know, as much as people appreciate all these measures that are, you know, put on us, right? Recently, there's this thing about Lohei on the news. You cannot shout the auspicious things, lah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's quite funny because I see a lot of trolls online. I know you guys love to troll online. I know it's the pandemic and your stress, but like when I read, I laugh. You know what's the funniest one that I saw?
What?
They said, if you the auspicious things, you know, you cannot shout, right? Wow. Inauspicious can shout.
Yes, oh my god, I saw that also.
What a troll.
It's amazing how Singaporeans can cut corners like that, you know. It's like,
you probably shouldn't. Right? But maybe you can like whisper auspicious.
That's the thing.
Which is why I tell you it's ASMR like that.
Yeah.
恭喜发财，招财进宝。 just have an ASMR moment over. No, people will think you're doing witchcraft.
Oh my god, that sounds so creepy.
Okay.
It's like a Ouija board in front of you.
I can imagine like 8 people.
Oh my god.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
It's the account. Can you imagine? But do you agree on that? Let me ask you.
I think, you know what, with restrictions, right? Yeah. I know there are restrictions.
Yeah.
But sometimes, right, you can also have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think of something new to
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I actually look forward to the creative ways that we're going to work around this restriction. Right. I think we're going to see very interesting IG stories, IG posts with regards to Lohe.
So actually, it's really not that bad. La.
It's
but
not
because
that bad.
For me, when I read it, right, at first I was also like, huh, then Chinese New Year is already quite depressing this year already, right? Then like, what is this? But when I think about it, that is also very true.
Can be fun one.
It can be fun. At the very same time, right, it's for a good reason because imagine every time when I shout or every time when I talk, right, my saliva spit out, right, that's
correct.
It already.
Correct.
Yeah, so actually we can make do.
Can one.
You
can
troll all you want, but you know, at the end of the day, you know you will survive.
You will.
Correct. So for a lot of Singaporeans, right, Chinese New Year actually revolves around this thing called ang bao.
Oh my
god. Yes. And for this year, we are not gonna be receiving as many ang paos as we did the previous years lah.
Right.
Okay, so when I was asking on my IGS on the different responses, right, a lot of people actually gave me suggestions of this thing called the e-ang pao. They still want the ang pao despite all this. Ang pao is still very important.
Right. Yeah.
So do you think that e-ang pao is actually something that works for you? Because for me, it doesn't.
Oh, same. Yeah. It doesn't
work the same way.
It doesn't. Yeah. Because you know why? Every time when we owe each other money, she'll say, send me the e-gift because
correct.
I want to open one.
Yes.
I want to got the messages one.
Newlywed.
So, I mean, just say between us, like, we have always used that e-gift, you know, e-ang bao system already.
Yeah.
If you give me an e-ang bao or I give you an e-ang bao, you just feel like,
yeah.
You know, that kind of vibe. It won't feel like, ooh, it is a thing.
But you know one thing about ang pao to me, right? As much as I don't like Chinese New Year, and I honestly would not mind not getting ang paos because I'm a bit too old for that.
Just take me.
No, I'm still taking it.
Okay.
But the only reason why I do not stand for the ang pao, is because I feel that ang pao is something where when someone give it to you, you say something nice to the person give you some blessings, and then you receive it. You know, I would want to receive it that way rather than e ang pao. You know, so I feel that there are certain traditions that cannot be replaced by technology, although the convenience is there lah. So if you ask me one thing that I will miss about Chinese New Year, right, it's about the ang pao, but it's not the money. It's about the personal touch of giving blessings and receiving blessings from people.
And by the way, just want to make it clear to you guys, right? Mm-hmm. If you guys are feeling sad that you're going to be receiving less ang pao, I just want to say that I have no ang pao luck in this lifetime.
Why?
Because I'm married really, really young.
Yeah.
Right? And then for the past 10 years, I've been giving ang pao. And then this year, I'm like, oh my god, finally, I'm going to get some ang pao. No. Right?
Oh my god, that makes me realize that I'm getting one less ang pao this year. Wow.
Yeah, come this household don't have. No, can you imagine, like, my ang pao luck is so bad.
Right.
I was young, I was like, oh my god, you know, I'm going to go over to everybody's house and collect ang pao. And then in the end, I gave out ang pao. And then now that I can.
Right. So are you glad about it, honestly?
I just enjoy. Right, sitting in my room and packing the crispy notes inside. Then I'll be like, oh, blessings. Put it inside. Now I'm very auntie. And then my dog will walk around. I'll be like, okay, don't touch it. Where's the $18? Can I just say, I'm so auntie, I even packed based on, you know, the packaging. Mm-hmm. So seeing the packaging, I know how much is inside.
Right, really. Right, yeah,
so
right.
Like, you know, those
privileged, tier ones.
Yeah, those privileged banking, wealth banking kind of, you know, those more atas ones has more money inside.
Oh,
and then, like, you know, those like the giant tiger beer one, maybe $1 only inside.
Wow. Even your ang pao got tears, one.
Yeah, like. Got tears. And I really, really enjoy that. It's something that I've done for 10 years and I'm going to still do it.
So, interestingly, right, one day I decided, since I was in the area, I decided to just like drive past Chinatown because I've been seeing quite a few posts about the decorations in Chinatown.
Oh, how is it?
Yeah, I don't know. There's this very funny red looking thing that they made into a cow or something like that. It's circulating around the.
Oh my god, does
internet.
It look good? Oh my god, I haven't seen it.
It's just a rat with a septum piercing and they call it a cow, basically.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
Wait, did they reuse?
I guess, but you know, one thing is good, no?
Yeah,
because,
I love this kind of thing.
I'm quite sustainable as a person.
Yes.
If you can make into a cow, from a rat to a cow, I think you have succeeded.
Yes.
Very well.
It's 鼠牛.
一鼠二牛三虎四兔. Right. So the last year one recycled to this year. All you need is a septum piercing.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh my god, now it makes me feel like wanting to go down to Chinatown and take a picture with them.
I should bring you
the cow.
So as I was driving by, right, it's so quiet, no? It's just empty. And there's no vendors.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, in terms of the mood-wise, it's actually quite sad to see because I'm pretty sure that a lot of the vendors actually look forward to Chinese New Year also.
That's the thing, right? So, I really implore you guys, okay? Mm. Since publicly, right, we cannot have a big celebration, please, really, with your two household, can you please do your best and make it, like, the best Chinese New Year you can?
So, for Chinese New Year next year, if all these restrictions are lifted off and, like, the world is back to normal again, what is the one thing you look forward to when you go back to Malaysia?
I feel like I might actually start to learn how to cook. Because you know what? I think for many, many years, you know, you order the 一品锅, you order the
盆菜,
right? And then you wait for your parents to do the cooking. And then this year, right, somehow, I mean, like, I'm here, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to do the order. And I really order because I'm so scared I've got nothing to eat, right?
Yeah.
And I can't really cook. Which makes me realize, you know, why can't I cook?
Yeah.
Right, like, what is stopping me? And it is actually really fun because, do you guys know keropok?
Yes.
You know the prawn crackers?
Yeah.
Did you know the original size is actually like that?
Correct, it's just a tiny.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you put it in a big wok
of.
And then it expands like that.
Correct.
And when I was younger, right, that has always been a source of joy for me for Chinese New Year.
To watch the keropok expand?
Yeah, I'll literally just stand beside the wok and like, ooh, it's becoming big next. It's becoming big. I think a lot of you who are probably from Malaysia, you know exactly what I mean about the keropok becoming big. The kids love it, right? They love watching it grow big and you fish it out, you can eat it and it's warm and nice. So for a lot of Singaporeans, you buy it in a packet.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But next year, okay, if all goes well, we're going to go back. I'm going to make my mom have a pot of wok of oil and then we are going to make keropok.
Okay, so all the Malaysians who are listening to this podcast, comment below if you can relate because I totally can't.
It's
relate.
So fun. Yeah. Oh my god, I actually can't believe it that saying that I miss the kitchen.
I also cannot believe that you are saying that.
I think I'm more of that. I miss, you know, having people to chat with and just do things in the kitchen. Maybe it's that feeling. And you feel like you're doing something with your time. Not just sitting down and chatting and eating peanuts, you know. You're actually like making a food. Okay, I want to ask you a question. What are the must-have Chinese New Year snacks that you will buy? So, I will start.
I know you're going to start. I don't even bother thinking first.
No, I pretend to ask you a question, but I just want to tell people what
you
I like
say,
to
you
eat.
You just say what you like to eat now.
Number one, I like to eat pineapple tart.
I'm not surprised.
So, if you're coming to my household, I prefer not the flat one with one ball. I like the whole thing inside.
The wrapped up one to be caught in.
And number two, I like to eat white almond biscuit. You know the...
Kuih.
You know, it's like a cookie, then it's... White one.
Yeah, it's the coconut one, right?
It's almond. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my second favorite.
Okay.
And then my third favorite is, let me think, okay?
Wow, the competition is so tight. You only got one spot to fit one more in.
I'm trying to think, is kueh bangkit considered like Peranakan or like more Hari Raya or is it Chinese New Year?
I think I don't only eat it during Chinese New Year. In fact, I eat it anytime.
Right?
Because I love it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So that is a honorable mention.
Okay, honorable mention.
Lesson number three is probably that prawn based thing.
Hey, bee ham rolls.
Yeah, which is so bad, but like, yeah, that's my three favorite. Okay. I also like honorable mentions. Prawn crackers.
Shall we just have a list of the things you like to eat for Chinese New Year? This podcast should be the list of things you will want to eat. This Chinese New Year.
I already ordered from Paradise. Okay. So I'm sorry for this very selfish me trying to share with you guys. Not sure if you guys want to even know, but I'm sharing anyway. But just back to the question. Yeah. Nina, what about you?
Oh, now it's my turn. You're concerned about what I like to eat. I'm surprised.
Yes, because you're coming to my household.
I'm not very big on snacks. Mm. But this year alone, I tried some really good snacks on Food King.
Right.
And I do have a change of mind. I really like pineapple tart though.
Hey, do you like the pomelo that my mom gave you last year?
Your mother gave me a lot of food. Yeah. It's the dragon fruit,
yeah.
The pomelo,
yeah.
And then the kuih dodol,
yeah.
And then a chendol.
A lot of
the variety is so much, I cannot even list finish. Mm. But one thing that I really enjoyed for Chinese New Year at your place was actually the dodol.
Which you cannot get this year because it's only from Malacca.
Yeah, not only did I not get it this year, I also didn't get enticed by it, because what happens last Chinese New Year was Sylvia's mom asked me, do you want to eat this? And I said, ah, no, auntie, it's fine. I'm actually very full from all the food that you stuffed me with. And then, right, there's this magic in Sylvia's house. Unknowingly, as I was talking, I just pick up and eat.
Because you know what my mom does, right? She always put foods around the house so that you will unconsciously go and eat it.
So true.
Yeah, I would need to go and think, you know, what sort of food that I need to actually place around my household for people to unconsciously eat this year.
Yeah.
So if you have any great recommendation on the snacks that I like, right, what brand is the best version, please tell me, because I don't think there's Chinese New Year bazaar where I can go out and do samples.
You still must eat that
sample. You don't know.
Okay, I tell you what. Since we cannot eat sample now, go and watch Food King.
Because
we actually recommended a lot of good Chinese New Year snacks.
Okay. So, then I guess that's the one.
Yeah, that will be your sampling platter. But before we leave, I think we just want to urge all the listeners that do stay to the restrictions, lah. I know it's very hard because your nice friend might have to sit outside your house. I got bun bun. You know the kind. But still, don't get yourself into trouble, and also don't get other people into trouble as well, lah.
Yes.
Yeah. So just stick to it, and then fingers crossed next year when this time of the year is here again, we'll all be able to gather in whatever amount of people that we want, and then Sylvia and all of you guys who are stuck in Singapore will be able to go home as well to celebrate with your family.
Correct. Yes. And finally, for those who are really like alone here, I'm not joking about the ballot. You can really DM TTS and then tell me like how alone you are.
No, how about this? Tell us how alone you are, and at the same time, right, choose a number, because we will have a number in mind.
Yes.
If you get the number correct, right, lucky draw hot, you are invited.
Correct. And like the snack you would like to bring. You all be accounted for as I do my best.
So that means that you have to pay very close attention to this podcast, because if you bring the right snacks, if you say the right snacks, the chances of you being able to be invited here is gonna be very high.
It's actually quite high.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And with that, what's the ASMR sound of the day? Oh, it's this thing. Okay, I try to do it together, okay?
Thank you for listening into another episode of the Thirsty Sisters.
Does it feel relaxing?
I'm not sure why am I also doing it with you, but it just looks so weird.
Practicing for Lohei.